Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. We got a great show for you. We're going to be talking about carpal tunnel here. And before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, minding the time, because it grows short. Our devotional today is in 2 Samuel 22. It says, I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Amen to that. Can use a little protection these days. So seek the Lord's face. Dust off that Bible. Read. Draw near to him and listen to what he tells you. He's coming soon. You want to be able to receive him with honor. All right. Well, let's move into our topic here, the carpal tunnel plague. You know, a good segment of the population have experienced tennis elbow, tinnitus, carpal tunnel, and by far the cases of carpal tunnel outnumber the others. In 2012, there were 260,000 surgeries to try to address carpal tunnel, and today the numbers are staggering, 400,000 to 600,000 surgeries in the United States. So the statistics are showing one out of three people in 1,000 have carpal tunnel, which is about 16.9 million Americans. And according to the American Medical Association, there are over 1 million cases diagnosed and treated annually. So carpal tunnel is 2 to 3 times more common in women than in men. So what are the symptoms? Well, most patients say they notice the discomfort of carpal tunnel at night. Here's a quote from the American Medical Association. They say carpal tunnel syndrome occurs when the pressure inside the carpal tunnel rises above your blood pressure and cuts off circulation to the nerve. And as you're sleeping, your blood pressure goes down. End of quote. So the high-risk patients for chronic carpal tunnel syndrome have the following health complications: rheumatoid arthritis, thyroid disease, diabetes, and some trauma. So the hypothyroidism cases have a thickening in the lining around the tendons, but rheumatoid arthritis cases, a severe thickening in the lining around the tendon occurs. Diabetes can damage the nerves or the circulation to the nerves, and poorly controlled diabetes will invite thickening, hardening, and scarring of the lining around the tendon and even the lining around the nerves. And this will create stiffer tissues inside the carpal tunnel. So you probably know that carpal tunnel is a common occupation injury, and with repetitive movements, you can get carpal tunnel. So employees in food processing plants and people in blue-collar occupations, such as car mechanic or welder, often suffer from the condition. So, and what about smartphone carpal tunnel detectors? Yeah, we got these. In March 2021, Japan, their science and technology agency created a way to determine carpal tunnel with thumb movements on a smartphone. So when you're gaming, it can even check it then. So they do it in like 30 to 60 seconds, and you can be on a game, and this program configures the trajectory of the thumb during the game. So medical science intends to use this as a screening method, especially for middle-aged women. And you're told the game is currently 93% accurate, and it competes with the accuracy of the physical exam by orthopedic surgeons. So gaming, scan. So how does the carpal tunnel work? So carpal tunnel comes from the Latin carpus, which means wrist. And the carpal tunnel is a small passage inside the wrist. Several fine bones and ligaments them kind of transverse the carpal ligament from the roof of the tunnel. So what is the tunnel? Well, it's a median nerve that sends messages from the brain to the fingers and provides feeling to the hand and tendons to help your fingers flex and move your flexor muscles. Arteries and veins are also in there. So why does it hurt? Well, the median nerve, which supplies feeling and controls movement of the tendons, is squeezed or compressed, causing pain, numbness, tingling of the fingers, and also in your hand and wrist. So without a healthy median nerve, movement to the hand, wrist, fingers to allow the thumb and a palm to grasp objects is severely hindered. So how do the doctors treat it? Well, the medical doctors usually prescribe anti-inflammatory or diuretic drugs, a wrist splint, steroid injections, protocols to modify your work or maybe even change your job, take physical therapy or acupuncture, as the last resort would be surgery. So the surgery is reported to give a 75 to 90% success rate, offering relief from discomfort. However, the procedure is far from perfect, according to the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, June 2012. Patients often experience the following after the procedure: weakness, tenderness, persistent tingling, recurrence of carpal tunnel is about 5%. But there are some natural options. Oh yeah. Studies have shown that vitamin B6 helps reduce symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome by reducing fluid pressure on the median nerve. Eating pineapple and papaya, which also contain bromelain enzyme, help. And also that helps digest proteins and starches to relieve inflammation and pain. Also, it's great for arthritis too. So massage and stretching exercises are also helpful to improve circulation and reduce swelling of the tunnel. And it helps greatly help to reduce the inflammation, the pain, the increase in circulation there. So here's a list of some herbs that contain your vitamin B6, and they offer a reduction in the pain and improve range of motion. Your calendula flower, your wintergreen, mustard seed, sage, celery seed, ginger root, habanero hot pepper, and peppermint. By the way, I like to use willow bark and meadow sweet as an anti-inflammatory instead of the over-the-counter stuff. So if you'd like, contact Apothecary Herbs for their pain anti-inflammatory tincture, willow bark and meadow sweet. It's in regular extra strength and also available. They have arthritis rubs. There are deep tissue rubs that contain several of the herbs we just mentioned. And they also strengthen the tendons and connective tissues and bones to look for their calcium plant-based liquid. So natural diuretic formulas are also available. And these work equally well for tinnitus. And if that's what you're suffering from, try that as well. So contact Apothecary Herbs. They have a 24/7 toll-free number at 866-229-3663. International numbers 828-469-5972. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You can request a free catalog on their site or give them a call. These are professional strength formulas, and they will empower you. They also sponsor the show. And we're out of time, but thank you for listening and sharing. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.